Agenda item number 7, PAC Development Company. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning. PAC Development Company, LLC, is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge 3,161 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom on an annual dredge cycle to attain and maintain depths of minus 6 feet mean low water at the marina at Smithfield Station, located along the Pagan River at 415 South Church Street in Isle of Wight County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. The project location is along the Pagan River in the town of Smithfield. For reference, this is James River Bridge here, U.S. Route 17. This is an aerial of the project location. Two areas within the within the marina are proposed to be dredged. Here, Area 1, and here, Area 2. The protestant, Mr. Edwards, is located here, and I'll get into his protest in a few minutes. This is a pre-dredged bathymetric survey of Area 1. Looking at these depths, we can see that some of the areas are as shallow as minus 1.8 feet at mean low water. This is the pre-dredged bathymetric survey of Area 2, and looking at some of the depths, we can see that the depths are as shallow as minus 3.9 feet at mean low water. This is the cross section of the dredge cut, showing a depth to minus six, a proposed depth of minus 6 feet mean low water for Area 1. And this is the cross section for Area 2. The dredge material management plan indicates that the material will be maintenance dredged using mechanical methods. be working from barges. Material will be loaded into a barge, transported around to this area here, to be loaded into trucks, and hauled away to an approved DMME upland disposal site in Isle of Wight County. This is a ground shot of area number 1, looking out towards the main channel. This is the access way to the interior part of the marina. And this is a ground shot of area number 2. Again, this area in here will be dredged. This is a ground shot of the adjacent property owner's riparian area and property. As you can see, we do have vegetated wetlands along here, but they are outside the buffer zone. And the Wetlands Board has indicated they don't anticipate any impacts of vegetated wetlands because of this. Again, Mr. Edwards, located here, is protesting the project. In a letter to VMRC, he indicated concerns with impacts to his property and riparian areas. However, he did not provide any evidence of previous any evidence of impacts of these areas from previous dredging operations that happened back were permitted back in 04 and 05. He also indicated concerns with ketones and other pollutants being suspended from sediments. Staff would like to note that this is maintenance dredging. These areas have been dredged in the past, so everything that they're removing now is something that's filled in the last few years. Staff also spoke to the Department of Environmental Quality about ketones in the area. They did not anticipate any high levels of ketones in the Pagan River. This is because they anticipate most of the loading was in the James River itself and not in tributaries of the James. In the public review process, staff also received comments from VIMS and Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. In both comments, they indicated a time of year restriction for anadromous fish from February 15th to June 15th. The applicant has requested a relaxation this time of year restriction to do the work before the summer, which is their busy time of season. They like to avoid any kind of impacts to their customers. Staff passed this request along to VIMS, who reviewed it, and it indicated that this area is important to anadromous fish, and they don't feel that a relaxation of the time of year restriction would be appropriate in this case. In summary, staff understands the protestant's concerns regarding potential impacts of dredging activities on his property and riparian area, as well as the issues of ketone pollution in the James River watershed. It is important to note the facility has existed for many years and that the areas proposed to be dredged were dredged previously. The protestant has not provided staff with any evidence of impact to his property or riparian area from the previous dredging operations. The water depths have shoaled considerably from the original control depths of minus 6 feet mean low water, preventing boaters from safely navigating within the marina at low tide. As such, staff believes there is a need to maintenance dredge the proposed area. As for the issue of keep home pollution, any potential for it to be resuspended by the dredging, it should not be noted the material to be removed has been deposited since the last dredging efforts and is not expected to be loaded with keep homes. Also, staff spoke with Ms. Laura Williams, the Department of Environmental Quality, who reviewed the application, and she has iterated to staff that the James River is the area of highest contamination and the tributaries to the James River did not receive the keep home loading seen in the river. Thus, she did not anticipate high levels of keep homes at the project site. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the maintenance dredging as proposed with standard dredging permit conditions and a time of year restriction of February 15th through June 15th to protect Najma's fish. You can see the permit conditions for dredging, which would include prior to work commencing a pre-dredge conference to be held on site with a VMRC representative and the contractor, post-dredge bathymetric survey to be performed after each dredge cycle, a buffer of 15 feet to be maintained between the dredge cut and vegetated wetlands, and maintenance dredging may be performed annually provided the VMRC is notified at least 15 days prior to the commencement of dredging operations. I'd be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Erskine.
Like you said that there would be a suitable disposal site for the dredge material. Where is that in relation?
Jackson Pit in Alawite County. It's okay. The NME approved site.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And they've got a letter authorizing this.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, those dredge conditions are pretty standard.
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought. Any other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Ms. Pack, do you want to address the commission on this matter?
I have those pictures you sent me. Thank you very much.
Let me swear you in first.
Yes, sir.
You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
My name is Brandy Pack. I'm with Pack Development Company, along with my brother Brian. And we are also the sons of Ron Pack, owner of Smithfield Station, and potentially one day, if we're good to him, heirs to business. We come before you today, obviously, because we have some maintenance dredging issues we need to do at our marina. And all the conditions on the permit that we put with, we are absolutely fine with. However, we are asking for approximately a three-week window on the time of year restriction so that we can go ahead and get this done before our boating season gets in. The pictures I've sent over and that are on the screen here are of a particularly low tide this year. This is not, you will not go down here on a low tide and see this, but we had a particularly low tide this year and we thought this would be a great time to snap some pictures. This first picture here is of the entrance to the marina itself. You can see that there's clearly a mud flat showing. I believe Mr. Johnson gave us three pictures here. And again, if I may point out, these are actually slips with mud flats showing on both sides. This boat is on bottom and our bigger boats on the other side are on bottom or close to. So clearly we have some work to do to maintain our marina here and get it back in the working order that we've always had it. And again, you can see a little bit better pictures here. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but our request is for a three-week window in there. We can coordinate that with VMRC or whomever you designate for VIMS to get in here. We're not looking for an open-ended permit, and this will be a one-time exception only. So any other times during the course of the permit, we'd certainly be able to work within the time of year restrictions.
Questions from the committee?
I got one.
Mr. Zedrin.
So what dates are you really asking to start?
Well, Mr. Zedrin, I don't have it coordinated with my contractor yet, and if I told you we were going to start tomorrow, there's no way my contractor could be there tomorrow. But I'd be happy to work with that with a three-week window. My contractor estimates he can excavate about 200 yards per day. And he needs about 3 weeks to get this done. So I'd be happy to coordinate that date. I'll do that with my contractor. I can't give you an exact date today.
Okay.
Mr. Erskine.
So why the 3 weeks then? Is that just to give you and your contractor enough leeway if, in fact, it's supported to relax the condition to give you enough time to do that? Or do you actually need 3 weeks to complete the dredging?
Well, we think that within 3 weeks at 200 yards a day, we can get everything done and completed in this dredge cycle. At 200 yards a day, their contractors, they could do 100 one day, 150. I'm just trying to get to that 3 weeks so I don't exceed and I'm able to get everything done in the meantime. And honestly, dredge area 2, which is on the further end by our lighthouse, we can wait on that. We don't have to do that right now if that makes it more appealing as well. But this dredge area 1, where we're showing mud flats, Mud flats make it tough to rent a slip for any amount of money to any boater. We are in the business of trying to make some money.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Peck, so I understand this. You're basically asking for 3 weeks to dredge within this February 15th to June 15th, but not a specific 3 weeks. You basically are asking whenever things are ready to go, it's only going to take 3 weeks. So you're basically asking us to lift the time of year restriction.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. For the first cycle, any year further, we would stay with it.
Okay, I got you. Any other questions to the commission? Thank you, Mr. Peck.
Thank you, guys.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Let me call it again. Is there anybody here in the room who wishes to testify against this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Who's first? Mr. Erskine.
I'd like to ask Mr. Varnell with Vims a question.
Varnell Vims.
Hey, Lyle. based on this time of year restriction, it's common, clearly, with these, yeah, you know, maintenance kind of dredging project, that there is that time of year restriction. What impact does that, would you anticipate with allowing, if it were supported, a three-week relaxation of this?
That's a difficult question because a lot of the window is set from historical data on migrations in Chesapeake Bay and other areas. That's to capture mainly the variability in temperature because it is a temperature phenomenon that occurs. And that's pretty protective during that window. We have been asked in other places, such as Northern Virginia recently, if there could be a relaxation early in the year. We did discuss it with our fisheries folks who do our monitoring and have gotten their expertise is anadromous fish. The James River is the first tributary in the bay to be entered in the February time slot, March time slot, depending, of course, on temperature. We did not feel it necessarily would be protective here because that there are fish in our database that occur in and around this area, not down here because we don't go this far with our monitoring for that. But it's problematic because they come in first in this area. So can't tell you what degree they're going to come in here, but this area was targeted as an area that is pretty highly used for anadromous fish. So the later in the year you go, if it was at the end of the season, that may be more amenable than closer to the beginning of the season because of the migratory behavior.
Mr. Zetron.
Given the state of that, how high that buildup is, I mean, what kind of fish are going to be coming through that buildup stuff like that?
Well, they use the main channel and they head farther upstream. It's a migratory corridor. I couldn't answer specifically without any data if they are hanging around this area for any length of time.
What I'm getting at is if it looks like that, but all that fill and everything, obviously ain't gonna be no fish sitting on that fill low tide.
No, sir. But the sedimentation that is done is what is the and it's a very narrow waterway, and the dredge noise has been shown to affect migratory behavior, which has been shown to make some fish turn around and not go through their migration in smaller waterways.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Varnell, we're talking American shad, we're talking herring, eel, ale-wise. Anything else, ale-wise? All right. Most of the species are in
Bluebacks, yes.
Coastwide in some pretty significantly bad shape.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Erskine.
A follow-up to the question I asked before, if you don't mind. It seems like if there were any relaxation, not that VIMS is supporting that, but it may be best if it was towards the end of this restriction, maybe more towards June 15th. And the applicant indicated it's an economic impact because the season opens up. I presume that's Memorial Day weekend. what about like a May 15th or something of relaxing that for 2 weeks, you know, before his busy season? Would that provide less impact potentially versus relaxing the February 15th?
Probability is in the favor of that. I wish we had data to help you make your decision a little bit easier here, but we don't. And just because of the natural history of the species, both shad and river herring, the later in the season here would be more minimal for that. But I could not put a number on that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions from the commission? Mr. Taggart.
When you say standard dredging permit conditions, Mr. Vernell, what you're saying, are you saying pretty much this is what we do everywhere in the state?
Well, we is not them specifically.
Right.
Those are put on state and federal regulatory requirements based on data, based on the best available science, which is actually very old. The first ever law in Virginia that was put on in a natural resource perspective was to protect anadromous river herrings specifically.
Right.
And that was back in the 1700s. So it's not a new issue.
Okay, so what I'm saying, I guess, is this is nothing new. This is pretty standard operating procedure.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Lyle. Mr. Peck, do you want an extra minute here to add on to this?
Yes, sir. Basically, where this discussion is going, if we could have Memorial Day weekend, it is the weekend that we're kind of shooting for. We do start earlier than that. If we were able to wrap this dredging up by Memorial Day weekend, which I believe is around the 24th, 25th of May this year, it's a little bit earlier than usual, that would be very satisfactory to us. So if we could have a May 1 start date, which puts us, based on the science end of it, a little closer to June 15th and not start prior to May 1st, I believe that would be satisfactory with us and perhaps help alleviate some of that science that Dennis knows much better than we do. So it's a operational thing for us. If the commission decides to keep with the June 15th, by all means, that's your right to do so, and we'll certainly comply. There'll be no further argument against. But that would certainly, you wouldn't come to Smithfield Station June 15th and see it dredging because we physically couldn't do it. It would put us back into November, December of the year once our season's wound down. Doing something mid-June and getting into July 4th weekend and stuff, that's our busy time, and it would not be prudent for our business to do that at times. We push back later in the year.
Mr. Erskine.
I have a question, sir.
Yes, sir.
When you all filed this application, were you aware of the time restriction?
I understood there probably would be one, yes, sir.
You just follow up, sir.
Please.
But you weren't really aware of February 15th to June 15th, or it sounded like this is maintenance dredging, so it happened in the past. I presume you all were involved.
We had the same restriction in 2004 and 2005 when the permit was done. So your question is, Randy, why didn't you get your application in earlier if you knew what was going on?
Kind of like that.
that's a fair question. I started my application process in June, and we got busy, and I got busy, and then got pushed to the back burner. I believe it was October before I was finally able to get my application fully done. That's the honest answer that I can give you.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Peck.
Thank you, guys.
Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Zedra.
You know, I fish some up the creeks there a little bit, and it seems to me that the shad and the herring are up in those creeks earlier, like in the March, April time frames, not necessarily at the end of May. Actually, the season goes out well before May gets here. I understand what he's talking about is the sediment kind of floating over there and the noise. I wasn't aware of that. But at the same time, this is a maintenance dredge. It's obviously it needs it. I'd be in favor of moving that time frame up to the 1st of May and working with the staff. If something comes up, if it is a real issue, then staff would have the authority to stop the dredging if necessary But I'd be in favor of allowing him to start May 1st, as long as he's working with VIMS and staff.
Other discussion? Mr. Tackert.
Well, as I pointed out in my questions, it seems like this is what we've always done. As Mr. Vernell mentioned, we're safeguarding a resource that we've been working to safeguard as long as we've been safeguarding fish in our commonwealth. So I'd be reluctant to change what we've been doing for quite some time because the applicant didn't get the application in a timely fashion.
Other discussion, Mr. Erskine.
Well, and I appreciate both those points of view. I think they're certainly valid. There is economic impact, clearly, that the applicants discussed, and I understand, you know, there's been time of year restriction, and that's valid as well, certainly. I wonder, it was 2004 and 2005, I believe Mr. Johnson said, but there was a previous one. I presume those were the time of year restrictions as well, and they did not ask for relaxation of those time of year restrictions. I think based on some of the testimony here, maybe a slight relaxation towards the end of the season might be warranted. I don't know about May 1st, but I would give the applicant an opportunity to bring as many dredgers in there from the middle of May till, you know, till his season starts, presumably May, you know, Memorial Day weekend. Gives a little bit of opportunity there, maybe with VIMS feeling a little bit better than making it May, relaxing February 15th.
Any other discussion? Mr. Frantz.
I can just make a comment. You know, my family fished for shad for years and years and years on the Rappahannock and herring also, and I've seen these spring runs and spawning runs and so on, and I can say with pretty much assurance that by the 1st of May, most of these spawning runs for shad and herring are over. I can't speak for the American eel, though. I don't know what they do.
They spawn in the Sargasso Sea.
Okay, so we don't have to worry about that.
Well, I throw my 2 cents in here. Well, I commiserate with Mr. Pack's situation here. These are important species that are in pretty dire straits up and down the coast here. And this is a standard time of year restriction. We've been using this for many, many years, and it's based on the best available science. I'm personally kind of loath to overturn that for this particular circumstance, and that it sets a precedent, and that others will come in and we will hear the same request for alleviation, remediation, dispensation from parts of the time of year restriction. I'm kind of hesitant to open that door here because the time of year restriction that has been until now pretty much cast in stone based on best available science will be malleable at the commission's discretion. I'm not sure I want to go down that path, but that's just my 2 cents. Other discussions? Commission acts on motions. Mr. Tackert.
I move to approve staff recommendation.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. Tackert, second by Mr. France. Any discussion on the motion?
Clarification, just that is with the time of year restriction, full time of year restriction, February to June.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion?
I guess just a statement. I'm going to vote no, not because I want to deny the permit, but I would relax it for them. So I just when I vote no, it's not that I want to them not to have a permit.
Clarified ahead of time. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I'm going to need a show of hands here. Mr. Miner, Mr. France, Mr. Tankert, and the chair votes aye, so that's 4 in favor. Noes. Mr. Zedrin, Mr. Neal, Ms. Haney, Mrs. Cohen, excuse me, Mr. Erskine. The motion fails on a 4-4 vote.
I move. Oh, go ahead.
Go right ahead.
I move that we change the time period to May 15th, and let him start May 15th.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Erskine, to approve the permit. Mr. Johnson.
It ends May 15th. So
the restriction ends May 15th.
So the time of year restriction would be February 15th, which has already passed, to May 15th. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Erskine.
Can I ask the maker of the motion? This is a one-time exemption.
Right.
For calendar year 2016.
Thank you.
Correct?
Right.
Okay. Any more discussion on the motion? Mr. Tacker.
I would just make a note that the fish that we're trying to protect are in pretty bad shape. I mean, they could probably be close to being endangered. So I don't have any reason to change our standard operating procedure. I can't imagine why we would do something like that.
Mr. Zedra.
I'm no expert, but I'm like him over here. I fish for this way up the creek, and there ain't no fish over there in May. All that stuff happens earlier in the year. Maybe something year may have some kind of thing. I'm no scientist. I don't know anything about that. But I do know when the fish are there, okay? And they're not there in May. And so that, for that reason, and then VIMS is telling us the data they have is not really related to the Pagan River. It's they don't test that far down there. So, you know, I think, you know, part of what we do here is weigh the impact to the economy, weigh the impact to the environment and the fish, and I don't see any reason why May 15th is going to affect the fish or do anything adverse to what we already do.
Mr. Vernell, do you have something to add to this discussion?
Maybe I can help a little bit, if I may.
Please do. We need some help.
You do fine. We don't proselytize for a decision here. We try to give you the best information in an unbiased fashion. That length of a window of restriction, fish immigrate up the river to spawn. They spawn. Then they have to immigrate out. So that covers that time frame. The one thing, if you relax it in the end of the year, those fish have already spawned, and if they run back upstream, they don't stay there. They do leave these tributaries. So, like I mentioned before, the probability is with you if you decide. I did not want to put it this way because you had not decided to do a relaxation. If you decide, again, the latter part of the season, if it's necessary, and we understand the economics of this also, but we're not economists, the probability of an impact to spawning is much less. The probability of impact to any particular fish and its behavior is less. If that hopefully clears some things up, that may help.
I have a question. Mr.
Frantz.
I know this may not affect the spawning run early, but could it affect the fry as they hatch and start to leave?
That is part of that window. Yes, yes, that's a possibility.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Bob. We have a motion on the table here by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Zedron.
Other way around.
Yes, motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Erskine, here to accept staff recommendation with the exception of the time of year restriction, which would be set for February 15th to May 15th, just for 2016. Any other discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can I see a show of hands, please? Motion by Mr. Zedron, Mr. Neal, Mrs. Killam, Mr. Erskine, all vote aye. That's four ayes. Noes? Chair votes no as well. So it's noes by Mr. France, Mr. Tanker, Mr. Miner, and the chair. Motion fails. We have another path forward, Mr. Erskine.
So I appreciate that we're pretty clearly divided on this issue, you know, but it is this board, I think, responsibility to balance these issues, and I personally thought that was a compromise as a one-time exemption, temporary relaxation of that for the applicant. And I know you, I think you testified, sir, that if it were, in fact, upheld to be June 15th would be the termination of that restriction, you all would not dredge over the summer because it would get into, you know, the middle of your summer busy period. You'd wait till the end of the season. In light of this, I wonder if we could move to June 1st, and that would if you choose to, it would give you an opportunity to do some of this work prior to June 15th. I haven't made that as a motion, but I'd be interested, if it's okay, Mr. Commissioner, to hear the applicants.
I'll be happy to hear it from Mr. Pack here in the hopes that we find a path forward.
Sure, sure. I certainly appreciate you trying to work with us, and I appreciate both sides of the arguments being made. A June 1st also doesn't cut it, and partially, I'm going to try and flip backwards here. We're going to see how we do with No, I want to go into this picture right here. If I can. We will be dredging here, and I hate this method of dredging, but that's a case for a different day. We'll be loading it on a barge. We'll push it around and push it up here, where we'll dig it out of the barge and load it onto a truck into our parking lots and carry it out and down the road. Terribly inefficient method of dredging, but that's the best that we have right now. June 1st, I can't do that. May 15th, it's tough. It gives me about a week before Memorial Day, and then I have to stop. It's tough any way. You know, we'd certainly like a reduction in the time period, but when we get into June, you know, we're in season. So even in June 1st, Missouri, I appreciate it, but probably doesn't cut it. And when my brother and I rode over here today, we said, you know, hey, hopefully we get a permit. And if it's a June 15th, it is what it is. We'll make it live. The marina filled in a lot more this winter. hopefully some boats start moving in and out again come March. That some natural clearing happens and we don't have these crazy low tides. And that is what it is. So what's more important today to us than the time of year restriction is we walk out here with a permit and able to dredge. It may not be till the end of the season, but that's great. Our first choice would be able to dredge early in the season, but clearly the commission is divided on that. So without withdrawing my request, it is our number one importance today to walk out of here with a permit and the ability to dredge, even if we have to wait until, you know, November, December next year. I'm happy to answer any other questions you guys may have.
Mr. Erskine?
I don't have questions,
sir. Okay. Mr. Zedra?
I move that we approve staff recommendations and give them a permit as is.
Motion to accept staff recommendation by Mr. Zedra. Is there a second?
So moved.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes. The permit is approved.
Thank you,
thank you for your patience, Mr. Pack.
Of course.